Hey, I was just texting you, Janet. So.
Oh my God! And listen, I'm here at my house looking everywhere. Oh my God! I went to bed like at 2 in the morning, looking for bills of 2023.
Well, do you have a you've been here right since then?
Oh my God,
yeah. So on your driver's license, when was it issued? If it was issued less than 2 years ago, we would just need your expired license if you still have it on top
of
it.
Yeah, I have a fire one.
That'll work.
One, but, okay.
That'll work.
Listen, I have a question because I have here the they do the TB test.
Yes, I can do that.
On 6/4/25, and this one is the that golf.
That's fine. Club. That'll work.
Okay, so I have it here.
Yeah, it just has to be within a year, so it's not that's fine. Yeah, you could just send that over. All
is
right.
Is this only for 5 years or 1 year?
What is it? The shot? I mean the blood work or the PPD?
No,
where you had to go back.
The TV Go Plus 1/2.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Just send it over, and then every year you'll just have to fill out a survey to so that we can evaluate your if you are at risk, and then we would send you. But I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, so I'm gonna send you a picture. Can I text me?
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Okay, I'll file a bill for 2023.
All right. It's okay. And I have another question, though, about the schedule. So I just spoke with your friend because the service coordinator gave me her contact info. What was her name?
Olivia.
Oh, no, the other caregiver.
Oh, Stephanie.
Yeah. So she... she sent me the information for, what is her, hold on, I'm sorry, give me 1 second, I'm going to pull it up. Hi. Okay. No. Okay. So, she gave me the information for Inelez. Do you know who that is? Inelez?
No.
Okay. Well, it's another caregiver that is looking to work. And I just wanted to know if are you able to work weekends at all or only Monday through Fridays?
That's my problem because, I can't go over $1,735.
Right, no, I understand that. I understand. I'm not talking about the hours. I'm just saying, like, if I was to move you over to weekends for the same, I mean, I'm not going to add hours. It would be for your 25 hours or 20 hours as is, you know. But I was just wondering if you're available to work weekends.
I can work Saturday, but not Sunday. But I have
perfect.
To.
Perfect. All right, that's all I need to know.
Yeah, but I have to take 1 day of the weekday.
Of course. Oh yeah, no, of course. I'm gonna keep you at the same amount of hours. I'm just trying to figure things out with adding some other caregivers because she does need the overnight care when she has her transfusions.
That's what I told her last night because I was talking to her, and I told her. Then when they do the infusion, I can work 6:30 to 6:30, but it's gonna be 12 hours for 2 days. And I told her, I don't know what you're gonna do on that week because I can't pass 25 hours.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you are able to do the 6:30 to 6:30 on the days she does the infusion.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday, but then that's only 2 days that I can work. Only
exactly.
Friday, Saturday.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. That's fine. I can we have coverage for the mornings during the week. That won't be a problem on those weeks. So on those weeks, we'll just give the other caregiver the additional 7 to 12 that works the days. But I just need to make sure I can get these 6:30 to 6:30s covered.
I already talked about that with the Stephanie.
Okay.
And And
okay.
Olivia, I said,
all
I
right.
can do 6:30 to 6:30 Saturday.
Beautiful.
Friday and Saturday, but I can't 5-25 hours. And that's what I told her. I already planned everything. I don't want no problem because I already planned everything before.
I understand completely. Yeah, I totally understand completely. But do you know who? And then somebody else would come in for the overnights then.
Oh no, I don't have no idea. I'm supposed to go to Olivia's house today.
No. I don't.
I have a problem with my doing the application. So she said, "Oh, come to my house, and we can figure out over here." So,
oh, okay.
So I'm gonna go to her house.
All right, that's fine. So I'm just gonna work on getting some more staffing together to make sure we have every shift covered and everything's good to go. And I will confirm everything once I speak to everyone. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, but I already talked about these infusions. I said because I know Olivia for more than 5 years already, and I always do that infusion. So I have an idea from her infusion, how she get and everything.
Yeah.
So
that'll be helpful for those days for sure.
Yeah, and I told her too. Like I talked to her, Stephanie. I said it's only for like 1 or 2 months. It means to fix everything what I need to fix with welfare insurance that I don't have to pay.
Yeah,
anything.
That's fine.
Yeah, because I'm not working almost for 5 months, so I'm behind everything. So I want to get everything fixed first, and then I can get whatever I want.
No, I definitely get it. I definitely get it. So I'm gonna for the days that she has the infusions, I'm gonna keep you on for the 6:30 to 6:30 on the Friday and Saturday, and then we'll resume the following week. We'll resume the 7 to 12 hours. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that way.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right.
All
right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. I'm gonna send you a picture for my ID, my Social Security card, and TV.
That's perfect. Thank you.
And, bros, I found a video, so I'm going to send it to you. It's 2023. But my medic, but they have my name and everything.
Sounds good. You're the best.
All right,
thank
honey.
You. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye.